It's the AT&T Morning Line.
Now, back to Brian and Tricia live at the Kentucky Derby Museum.
Hey, it's Brian and Tricia. Thanks for hanging out with us. Our coverage brought to you by The Plumbing Doctor, E-Town's Kitchens and Baths, Clark Jewelers, Cupper's Choice and Fonte's Coffee, and Colton Steakhouse and Grill.
And we've got our next guest, the first ones of the day, but the next ones for day two. So we are talking to Luann Mattson and Anna Crone from Southern Indiana Tourism. And that's a big deal because you guys are just right across the river. So having a big impact on what's going on with the Derby. And let's talk about what's available over there.
Yeah, so Southern Indiana, we're just a mile across the river from Louisville, Kentucky, and we have great places to stay, to shop, to explore if you're in town for the Derby or the other Kentucky Derby festivities.
And some of the things, I mean, like you said, it's only a mile across the river, but you guys are your own kind of treasure over there. So you're part of Louisville, but not really part of Louisville. And it's a great place for people to visit while they're here for the Derby. So tell us about some of those things that they can do.
So one of the things that you can do is you can visit a 133-year-old candy store, ooh, Shimp's Confectionery. And if you're lucky, they might be making their signature cinnamon red hot drops.
Ooh.
And you can watch that. You can watch them boil the candies, mold them into them, the red hot drops, and they tell a tale when they're doing it. I have been watching this for 10 years, and it never gets old.
Wow. So you guys also have places to get Derby attire.
Yeah, so downtown New Albany and Jeffersonville, there's several boutiques that offer a lot of great dresses for if you're looking for something for a gala or for the Derby itself. And that's downtown Jeffersonville has Sapphire on Spring. In downtown New Albany, the House of K Boutique, they also have fascinators and hats. So if you're looking for some accessories, you can explore those shops in each of those downtowns. And these are all locally owned businesses, so you're supporting local whenever you shop in downtown New Albany and Jeffersonville and throughout SoIn.
And not just for the ladies, we have Him and Her. So there's men's boutique, and then Eureka Menswear is a thrift store for men's.
Well, we thank you so much for coming by today. Luann Mattson and Anna Rosales Crone from Southern Indiana Tourism, thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Cheers.
We are Quixie 98.3.